Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News, your gateway to what's happening across the airwaves in Tasmania and beyond. Coming to you from the Tasmanian Amateur Radio News Desk is Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey, with the latest updates, stories and insights from our amateur radio community. We're broadcasting far and wide thanks to our dedicated team, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C via the digital group. HF relays 1.862 MHz, Graham VK7GS, 3.670 MHz, Gary VK7JGD, 7.140 MHz, Dale VK7DG, 14.130 MHz, Ross VK7 Alpha Lima Hotel, and 28.525 MHz, Tony VK7VKT. And locally in Hobart on UHF CB24 and HF CB24, that's 11 metres, with Mark VK7FMAC. Missed it live? Catch the replay Tuesday 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in the north, VK7RHT and on UHF CB24 and HF CB24 in the south. Stay tuned and enjoy the news. It is with sadness that we let you know the passing of Frank Moore, VK7 Delta X-ray, on the 1st of November 2025. Born on the 8th of February 1945, he was the husband of Eliza and father-in-law and pop of Carlane, Bronwyn, Brad, Melissa, Edward, Kathleen, Daniel and their families. Many will remember Frank and his love of VHF DX on 6 metres from his Central Highlands QTH. Frank's celebration of life will be held at the Car Villa Chapel, Quarantine Road, King's Meadows, on the 14th of November at 2:30 p.m. and the service will be streamed. There's a link in the email edition of this broadcast. Peter, VK7PD, provided the information. Now, don't forget, the Myena Hamfest returns on Saturday, the 15th of November, at the Myena Community Centre in the Central Highlands from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Now, come along for gear sales, radio displays and suppliers, and on site there will be selling saveloys, sausages, burgers, as well as tea and coffee and soft drinks, and cakes and slices. Come and have a friendly catch-up. It's been a long time. There'll be stands by Alara, Sota Pota, WWFF and NTARC. Entry is just $5 and there will be a lucky door prize. And yes, the bar opens at 3 p.m. Don't miss the return of the Myena Hamfest. Put it in your calendar now. As the FPOS can be unreliable at Myena, please bring cash to purchase food. That's 73s from Eric, VK7EV, and Dave, VK7OB. Now, there's been a weekly wrap-up for WWFF, Sota, Pota and Iota. It's been another good week for VK7 park activations, with two successful outings adding to Tasmania's growing list of VKFF and Pota activations. Under the warm Tassie sun at the Lee Conservation area, Lance VK7TO put some CW on the air across 40, 30 and 20 metres. He enjoyed some contacts and the serenity of the bush until the battery finally faded. Meanwhile, Rodney VK7HAM, along with Al VK7AM and Peter VK7ZPE, activated Fanny's Bay Conservation Area. This coastal park stretches for over 4 kilometres between Lulworth and Weymouth, providing the perfect backdrop for some relaxed radio and good company. Great work from all operators for keeping VK7 active on the bands this past week and inspiring others to get out, explore our parks and enjoy some radio in the great outdoors. That's 73s from Matt, VK7MAT. Now, the statewide SSTV nights, very busy, saw the following participants: VK7's AXTW, ZAB, EV, FGGT, KT, OO and ZGK, all sharing 50 photos. Now, the main themes were QTech 2025. The five Tasmanians that travelled north, the conference featured an ISS contact, that's International Space Station, and a 241 gigahertz radar chip. The Fort Queensland Queens Cliff Museum in Victoria, yes, I know it well, with light artillery, a sea mine, and ground-mounted searchlight. The similarities between the Torres Strait Island flag, a fire sprinkling system, and a flower called Hanging Naked Men. Ooh! Other highlights were the history of commercial broadcasting, that's a presentation at Reist, a cat's whisker detective detector using galena and a fire wire as used on early broadcast receivers, a superseded ATV studio and vintage portable DF antennas, the 50th anniversary of the debut album Horses by Patti Smith. It was groundbreaking by blending rock music and poetry. The Erica Betts Slippery Slope. Lack of real intelligence and a zombie looking for a brain. A children's book on exercising the face of Jesus in a margarine tub. Stubborn men not wanting to die and the dangers of dihydrogen monoxide. Again, Tony VK7AX interconnected VK7RJG to his SSTV International Gateway, and VK7's exchanged photos with PA3EKI in the Netherlands. Now, please remember to leave a 30-second break between transmissions to allow the European countries a chance to send photos. If you missed the net, there are archives of these nights on Ken's VK3KRJs and Steve VK700's SSTV websites, or on the NTARC website under blogs. And that's 73s from Andre, VK7ZAB. Right, news from the Northwest. VK7RVP hosts a rally for repeater channels. The Northwest Radio Repeater Association, together with the Northwest Car Club, has installed two repeater channels on St. Valentine's Peak, south of Burnie. The FM channels are not within the amateur radio frequencies, and they're at 78 and 81 megahertz, but are licensed to Targa Tasmania and the Australian Rally Championship. This weekend, round six, Buckby Motors Rally Tasmania is racing from Burnie from the 7th to the 9th of November. The collaboration between the Repeater Association and the Car Club successfully provided continuous communication coverage for last year's rally from the remote forestry roads in the deep valleys of the hinterland to the city of Burnie on the coast. This year, the Northwest Car Club Rally is held at Aldina near Wynyard with special organisers using the mountaintop repeater at 7RVP, St. Valentine's Peak, to radio link with the car show at the Burnie waterfront and the service park at Wivenhoe. Installation of the gear on the 1100-metre peak took two expeditions by the working party, the first day battling blustery mountaintop winds and an unacceptably performing folded dipole antenna. It was replaced the next week along with 50 metres of coax in perfect weather conditions and blazing alpine sunshine. The antenna was examined in the field using a nano VNA, and the integrity of the feed line was seen to have been destroyed by the unforgiving wind and rain on the peak, with vibrations against the exposed tower eroding the shielding and letting in water. Technicians from the association also managed to get the microwave internet link operational by troubleshooting interference from the West Tarkine weather radar operating on a very close frequency. The time cycle of the data packets was decreased and broadband connection to nodes on the coast was restored. Future upgrades to the site by the Northwest Coast Radio Repeater Association are upgrades to the solar array and new repeaters in amateur frequencies. So keep your transceivers tuned in for more news and radio action from Northwest Tasmania. And that's 73s from John, VK7KKK. Now you're listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Well, our balloon chasing days are over. The US government has closed down its weather balloon launching site at Cape Grim in far northwest Tassie and have gone back to the United States. From the 8th of April 2024 till the 16th of October 2025, they launched 1,252 weather balloons. 1,014 landed in the ocean, 238 landed in Tasmania. Of those, we chased 57 that landed in reasonably accessible areas and were successful in retrieving 35 of them, with the other 22 in trees, dams, inaccessible country, and two or three landed in the Stonyhead bombing range run by the Department of Defense, a no-go area, or we couldn't locate the owner of the land to get permission to enter the land. We've met many lovely farmers and landowners who were fascinated in what we were doing and got to chat about amateur radio as well. Traveling on some roads and tracks that we hadn't traveled on years, or into totally new areas like down near the Savage River pipeline. We had many laughs, frustration when we could see the radio sonned up a very tall tree or landed in a farmer's dam, but all that added to the excitement, the will to get it or not, and got especially me out of the house instead of watching days of our lives. The amateurs were Mark, VK7MAR, Mike, VK7TM, Eric, VK7EV, Dan, VK7DAN, Andrew, VK7XR, Mike, VK7MD, and Matt, VK7MAT. We are still keeping an eye on things, waiting for a HBT balloon to blow above the north-south line. That's 73s from Eric, VK7 Echo Victor. Now, news from the north. The Summits on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till 12 at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. Don't forget, for more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. That's 73s from Al, VK7AN. Now, NTARC, the Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. Last clubroom technical night, Idris, VK7ZIR, had something completely different, something totally not electronics in nature, but very much needed for the builder or repairer of some electronic equipment. It was his just-acquired miniature tap-and-die set, manufactured by Marsden and used for putting a screw thread onto a rod or into something that's made of soft metals, brass or plastics. The set includes a selection of hardened high-speed steel taps and matching dies, a die stock, T-handle or tap wrench, and a small plastic storage case, which is about the size of a smartphone on steroids. The miniature description actually refers to the threading diameters, starting at 1 millimeter diameter and increasing in 0.2 millimeter steps, with the largest diameter being 2.5 millimeter. The size selection lets you fabricate equipment and possibly more importantly, restore damaged or stripped threads in equipment where someone previously has been overly enthusiastic with a screwdriver. Hi, hi. Notably, this set also included paired bottoming taps for blind or non-through holes. This is something that's not generally included in the sets available in the big box stores, but essential if you want to re-thread to the bottom of a drilling during repair work. That is assuming you're not really serious and you have a chaser. But there's another rabbit hole altogether. Handling the tools was like the feel and sharpness of the chef's knife. You know when they are serious about precision and they mean business. Thank you for sharing your new toys with us, Idris. However, Ross, VK7ALH, continued with the tradition with something electronic and very radio-related. He also had a recent acquisition, a Yaesu Musen FL50B, purchased from the mainland. Evidently, it was originally sold in Johannesburg, South Africa. The FL50B is the HF transmitter unit of a pigeon pair, with the companion receiver being the FR50. It's a tabletop model weighing about 7.5 kilos and was manufactured late 1960s. Frequency coverage is from 80 to 10 meters in 5 amateur bands. It uses an all-valve construction with a 6JS6A as the final, producing a peak output of approximately 50 watts. The analog front panel is quite distinctive. Even though it does use rotary switches, it is from a time when the slider switch reigned supreme. However, it does have one exception of a toggle switch used for microphone transmit. I can't really imagine a slide switch being used for that one. It just wouldn't be right. The overall state of the unit is mint condition. It even came with the original operator's manual. There is an internal power supply on this model, so 230 volts AC is fed straight in. It was nice to see a brand new 3-pin plug and cable attached to the unit, and this replaces the original attached figure 8 power cord. An excellent safety decision, seeing the transmitter is aluminium construction. I can only assume that Ross will now be on the lookout for a matching receiver to complete the pair. It's nice to end on a stop press, especially when you can bring good news for a change. During the week, Matt, VK7MAT, was successful in the examination for upgrading his amateur radio license. Congratulations, Matt. Looks like we may hear you on a few new frequencies in the near future. As always, pictures will be available on the NTARC website under blogs for this broadcast. NTARC blogs. Finally, if you have any news of items of interest, please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. That's all, folks. 73 is from Stefan, VK7ZSB, secretary of NTARC. Now, news from the south. REAST, Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. Microwave news. On the 7th of December, we reach a VK7 microwave milestone with the 10th anniversary of the 23 centimeter QSL WSO party. We're trying to get as many stations as possible to get to celebrate this milestone with hopefully record numbers. It's proposed that we write up an item for AR to record the history of the QSO party and the results of the 7th of December event. The QSO party's on 10 a.m. every Sunday after the broadcast on 1296.15 MHz using FM, with one group in the Greater Hobart area and a second group in the Greater Launceston area. After this, Hobart to Launceston contacts take place on 1296.2 MHz using the digital mode Q65-60B. Hobart stations first period and Launceston stations second. Now, nearly 10 years ago, a few Hobart stations started dusting off rigs and pointing quirky 23-centimetre homebrew antennas to Mount Wellington just to see what might happen. At a Reist barbecue between sausages and signal reports, someone tossed out a simple idea: run a 23-centimetre QSO party straight after the broadcast. Use it to test coverage, compare notes, and nudge everyone to lift their game on antennas and systems. The challenge was accepted. On Sunday, the 6th of December 2015, Murray, VK7ZMS, hauled gear up to Mount Wellington, Kunyani, and took the helm as the first control station. 3 days later, at the DATV night on the 9th of December, the debrief was clear. It worked. It was fun. And it deserved to keep going. The plan formed: aim beams at the mountain each Sunday and make it a habit. Stations with 23-centimetre gear dragged it out of the cupboards, warmed it up and joined the net. The inaugural report reads like a roll call of early adopters: VK7ZMS, 7MO, 7BEN, 7KAJ, 7ZL, 7OO, with a surprise cameo visit from the north, VK7JG. Receive only at first were VK7TW and VK7HRS, but the very next week there were 9 stations up, plus a new voice, Danny, VK7HDM. The only hiccup? Our control operator, Murray, was off on essential duties. His daughter's birthday took priority. Quite right, too. Fast forward to today, and the little post-broadcast experiment has grown into a community with around 15 stations operating each Sunday. We now count 47 23-centimetre capable operators in the south, with more in the north. The QSO party has mapped paths, sparked antenna builds, and quietly raised the bar for what's possible on 23 centimetres in VK7. And that's 73s from Rex, VK7, Mike Oscar. Now, the November presentation right: perspectives on Australian broadcast radio. On Wednesday, the 5th of November 2025, we were privileged to hear and see a fantastic preparation on perspectives of Australian broadcast radio. Phil Tyson from the Sound Preservation Association of Tasmania, SPAT, came along with a very professional and entertaining journey through broadcast radio history from the Wild West start, when amateurs were allowed to play music in between the commercial stations, through to the golden era of radio. Phil's presentation included many great pictures and audio recordings of historic radio programs and events. He even brought along some great equipment from across radio history. A huge thank you to Phil, Alara, and SPAT for the presentation. Phil has extended an invite to the SPAT rooms in the old Belrive post office, and they are open from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Wednesdays to Fridays. And that's 73s from Justin, VK7TW. Now, there's a November forum night, an EMR quiz night. This Wednesday night, we have something different for our November forum night as a follow-up to our September presentation with Phil, VK2ASD, and Justin, VK7TW, on how to assess electromagnetic radiation safety. We have a quiz night. It's time to put your knowledge to the test. Think you know about your exclusion zones from your field strength? It is an online quiz, so our streaming viewers and those attending in person will all be able to participate, and we have prizes for our face-to-face winning participant. Whether you are at the September session or not, this is your chance to learn, laugh, and level up your RF safety smarts in a fun and interactive night. This Wednesday night, 12th of November 2025, from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain subroom, the club rooms. See you there, on site or online. And that's 73s from the Reese Committee. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Now, for the December event at Reist, it's the end of year sausage sizzle barbecue. It's time to fire up our brand spanking new barbecue and celebrate another huge year for Reist. Join us at the Queen's Domain Club Rooms for a relaxed lunch, an evening of food, laughter, and radio-infused storytelling as we wrap up 2025 in true Reist style. There are two sessions to suit everyone. WAGS, the Wednesday afternoon group from 12 noon for lunch and early banter, and WEGS, the Wednesday evening group from 6 p.m. for the twilight feast and tall tales. Come along, grab a snag and relive a year packed with projects, presentations, propagation, and plenty of good company. Bring your appetite, your sense of humour, and maybe a story or two from the shack. When? Wednesday, the 3rd of December, 2025. See you there. 73's from the Reist Committee. Now, regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. The Sewing Circle Net is daily on 3.640 MHz, commencing at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. A statewide SSTV net is held every Thursday night via the north-south link on VK7RAF, VK7RJG from 7:30 p.m. And in the north and northwest, VK7RJG on 438.55 with a negative 7 MHz offset. And in the south, VK7RAF 146.650 with a minus 600 kHz and a CTC SS tone of 141.3 Hz to link RAF north-south plus VK7AX international SSTV gateway connected to VK7RJG for the duration of the net. And now a reminder, the statewide microwave QSO party following the Sunday broadcast callback on 1296.15 MHz FM. One group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston. Then north-south digital contacts on 1296.2 using Q65-60B. Stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute, southern stations the even minute. Reist WAGS, Wednesday afternoon group from 12 noon in the Reist Club Rooms, Queen's Domain. Reist WEGS, Wednesday's experimented group on the 3rd, 4th and 5th Wednesday nights of the month from around 6 p.m. in the Reist Club Rooms, Queen's Domain, and it's also streamed. The Reist 6-meter AM net on 53.1 MHz every day from 4:30 p.m. SOTA WWFF group meeting Mondays and Fridays 10:30 to 12 midday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC Testnet and TechNet session every Wednesday. Testnet CW course on 3580 MHz from 7 p.m. and then a TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 till 8:30 p.m. And your host for the evening is Nick. That's me, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. There's an NTARC technical night session on Wednesday the 12th of November from 6:30 p.m. at the Club Rooms, Archer Street, Rochely. And don't forget coffee mornings held every Friday in the Club Rooms. Time is from 10 a.m. to noon at Rochely. Right, Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 8 p.m. local, Northwest Tassie Amateur Radio Group Net on 2 metres, VK7RMD and All-Star Node 56780. Northwest VK7, Thursday commencing at 8:30 p.m. local time, the Northwest Tassie 2-metre DX Net on 144.190 upper sideband. A VK7 events, Reist, 12th of November, EMR Safety Quiz, Forum Night from 7:30 in the Club Rooms and streamed. A VK7, 15th of November, most important date, 15th of November, the Myena Hamfest at the Community Hall Myena from 10 a.m. Wison, 15th and 16th of November, the Scout Clark Trophy event is held at Oatlands. Reist, 3rd of December, end of year barbecue from noon for the WAGS and from 6 p.m. for the WEGS in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms, and it's not streamed. NTARC, 4th of December, Christmas dinner at the Iron Horse Bar and Grill, located at 468 Westbury Road, Prospect Vale. And Reist, 7th of December, 23-centimetre QSO party, a 10-year birthday on air from 10 a.m. A reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast, the newsreader, VK7 Papa Delta. Repeaters, Reist, NTARC, and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTRC, WCRG, NWCRRA, VK7AX, VK7JH, and VK7DC. 160 metres, VK7GS. 80 metres, VK7ALH. 40 metres, VK7JGD. 20 metres, VK7TW. value, 10 meters, VK7DG, UHF-CB24 and HF-CB24 from VK7FMAC. DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie from the Digital Group. Now, a big thank you to everyone who contributed and supported this week's broadcast of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. And if you missed it, you can always catch the rebroadcast on Tuesday at 8 p.m. Got new stories or updates to share? We'd love to hear from you. Send them to vk7arnews@gmail.com by Friday, 9 p.m. You can also join the conversation on our VK7 Amateur Radio Groups.io page. Stay tuned now for the callbacks on this frequency with each relay station using their own call sign. On behalf of the VK7 News Team, this is Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey, wishing you 73s, good DX, and a great week ahead.